T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie Fiegel, Fiegel Car and Choice Immigration Law, joining us now with the latest. Is Jamie, what a lot of people have been waiting for. We've been talking about it for the past week and a half or so. Canada officially making the announcement, the ArriveCan app, that vaccination requirement to enter the country going away. Wow, it's been a long road.
It has, and I feel like we've been just waiting and waiting and waiting to get here, and it's a little surreal, but this is the complete of what they announced. It's not in writing yet, but they announced the complete end of that orders in council, which then leads to the end of the ArriveCan app to enter into Canada and the end of the vaccination requirements for everyone, including the truck drivers.
You know, for you, you were going back and forth pretty much every day, right? Because you work on this side and you live in Canada, Southern Ontario. You were filling out the ArriveCan app each time, right?
Well, I had a special exemption to be able to have a reusable receipt because I was a cross-border worker. So those people that crossed every day had a reusable receipt. But on the weekends, if I had to go in to visit family or to do grocery shopping, get gas, I had to fill out a separate receipt because then I was no longer considered cross-border. So personally, yes, this is a huge weight off of our shoulders for not just visitors that come over for the day, but for those of us who cross border as part of our everyday lives.
It's big on that border wait because, you know, even though we've seen less traffic at the border, that's what we continue to hear, especially in terms of traffic that's going over for tourism. These wait times, I mean, it almost seemed like a normal wait time. You'd see less traffic, longer wait times as people were trying to figure out the app and do other things. It's kind of an example of how it might make lives easier at the border.
It definitely will make it easier to cross now. I have to applaud the CBSA for how they handled it. They really did an excellent job of figuring out a way to deal with those that didn't have the app, thinking of ideas of how to mitigate traffic problems. So they did do that. But now they're as relieved as we are. They don't have to enforce it anymore. Now they don't have to hand out random tests. It all around, this is going to make everyone in the equation happier. So I think that traveling into Canada will be now easier. I wouldn't expect crazy amounts of traffic now coming in because of the elimination of these. And I think that the officers that are there and on staff will be able to handle an increased flow of traffic well.
You know, people stopped going over because of the restrictions to a large degree. And over all that time, they got out of the habit of going. So it will be interesting to see how quickly they return to those old days, right?
It's true. I really have heard from a lot of people, though, that have been saying, I'm waiting for this day. I'm waiting for Saturday morning. So now I can go and I don't have those restrictions and those reporting requirements in the app. I think that there will be an increase of people now wanting to come back, taking those trips through Buffalo to get to Detroit now more prevalently, and those kind of things. I will tell people, if you are an international traveler out of Toronto, don't delete the app off your phone just yet, because you can utilize that as an easier way to declare your items through customs, because that is how the app is going to be used from here forward. So if you fly out of Toronto, don't delete the app off your phone, because you may want to use it when you're traveling internationally.
Now, that's pretty interesting to think about that, because we have been talking in the past, and you know, there was almost this feeling for a while that the app would never go away, right?
Right, and it's not. They want to keep it, and they're keeping it at the major airports to be able to have this customs declaration, but that's the way they're going to be utilizing it. So not for vaccines and not for those other type of why are you traveling requirements. But they are going to be using it as a way to streamline the customs process so that you don't have the long wait times in the large airports to go through that immigration process once you land.
All right, but it's unclear right now if the U.S. is going to lift its vaccine requirement. as of Saturday too, right? So if someone is not vaccinated, Jamie, and starts to cross over the border, go into Canada on Saturday, do they have to worry when they come back to the U.S.?
If they are a U.S. citizen, no. Then they're exempt from the vaccination requirement. But if they are not a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, which most people know as a green card holder, then yes, there is an issue because it is the exemption only goes to those groups. There's a couple other minor exemptions, but those are the major ones. So what that means, truck drivers has been a huge issue. So Canadian truck drivers, Canadian citizen truck drivers cannot come into the U.S. to drive their truck on Saturday because they will be eliminated due to the vaccine requirement for the United States. But they would be able to get back to Canada without quarantine and without those issues. So it is going to be a challenge now. I do foresee the U.S. coming back and making this a reciprocal type of process. I don't know how soon that's going to be, but I foresee that as something to look at in the coming future.
It might make it a little confusing at first if the U.S. doesn't have that, because you kind of think, all right, Canada, the ArriveCan app, I don't have to fill it out anymore. You return to the U.S., you're allowed in if you're a U.S. citizen. If you're Canadian, you might think, all right, I'm good to go either way. And to ask for some form of proof of vaccination at the U.S. border, how do you foresee that going if the policies don't align?
Most people are aware, Brian, that if you're not a U.S. citizen or a green card holder, you can't go in because of the U.S. vaccination requirement. So I would assume the same group of people would understand that hadn't changed. As long as U.S. citizens understand that they have a right of entry, that the vaccination requirement does not apply to them, that they can enter Canada now and go back to the U.S. freely as an unvaccinated traveler.
All right, what are we going to talk about next, Jamie?
I don't know, you guys. I'm sad. I'm sure there'll be something around the corner that you guys can call me on.
I'm sure. Well, listen, we appreciate it very much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. That's Jamie Fiegel with Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce Immigration Law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.